Chapter 6. Issues Facing the Media in the 21st Century 2. Alternatively, media organisations can adopt a stance as neutral observers of facts and, in this role, stick to reporting objective news. In the performance of this role, news reports present only those facts that can be verified objectively and refrain from making editorial comments that could lead to accusations of a lack of balance or political bias. This might appear to be a reasonable position. However, it is not quite so simple. For example, take the organisation of news media in Japan. Media regulations require Japanese media organisations to present news in a politically balanced manner. However, this has encouraged media groups to collude in press clubs. In these press clubs, journalists from various officially recognised media organisations arrive at an agreed-upon version of the day's main news stories for presentation. In this way, although the political stances of Japan's main daily newspapers are widely known to be different, on any given day, the front pages of the various papers will all be remarkably similar, both in the stories they give prominence to and in how those stories are presented. This conformity leads to a false sense of objectivity in Japanese news coverage. But surely a free society depends on its citizens being able to form a realistic view of the world in which they live and decide for themselves the political implications of the news. Therefore, access to a reliable, objective source of information might well seem to be an essential part of a democratic system. However, sociologists of the media argue that this objective neutrality is an illusion. Journalists and the organisations they work for may well have their own interests and biases. Even if we believe that it is possible for such interests and biases to be kept out of reporting, at the very least, the pretense of neutrality in news coverage ignores what is called editorial bias. This refers to the fact that editorial decisions concerning which news stories are covered and which are ignored always have to be made. Not everything that happens can receive or deserves equal coverage. In making editorial decisions, the producers of news media are introducing bias into the news. Unless we acknowledge that these biases exist, we might assume that we are getting an objective view of what is happening in the world and be unaware that we are being subtly influenced to view the world according to the priorities of news organisations. If objectivity and neutrality are in practical terms impossible to achieve, then media organisations can wear their biases openly and present unapologetically opinionated versions of the news. In adopting this position, editors select stories not only according to their perceived importance, but also because of their relevance to political or cultural values that the news organisation seeks to represent. In Britain, the daily newspaper business is very much organised in this manner, in contrast to the attempts at balance presented in Japanese newspapers. Although we may well deplore the specific viewpoints of particular news organisations, it may well be that democratic society is better served if news outlets openly display their biases so that we can judge them accordingly, rather than if they hide their opinions behind a mask of neutrality. Supporters of such opinionated news coverage argue that consumers are free to choose where they get their news, and that having a variety of political opinion openly expressed encourages a competition of ideas in society. If enough people do not like the way a particular organization presents the news, they will not get news from that source, and it will be forced to change or go out of business. On the other hand, it may be that consumers of news, knowing the political views of the various media organizations, will seek out only news that confirms their own biases and will avoid exposure to arguments that contradict their own prejudices. In this way, opponents of politically motivated news coverage argue that people have become less open to rational debate of complex issues, and political opinions have become both more fixed and extreme, making society less consensual. Not only have politically motivated newspapers, such as those seen in Britain, contributed to this trend, but the recent spread of 24-hour cable news channels and internet-based news sources have also contributed to this tendency. So, politically motivated news coverage has been responsible for polarizing political opinions in society, as people rely on news sources that merely repeat positions with which they already agree. This is problematic in democratic systems where open debate and compromise between citizens with various points of view are essential elements of peaceful, democratic problem solving.